Next up, one of the most contentious subjects we cover on this programme, believe me, it is cyclists. The ongoing friction between cyclists, motorists and pedestrians. But what is the proper etiquette when it comes to cycling on the footpath? Commentator Patricia McBride has recently had a run-in with a cyclist on the footpath and she joins me now. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning, Vinny.
What happened?
Simply on Tuesday morning, about 7 a.m, I was walking to work. And out of nowhere, a cyclist came from behind, was riding so close to me on the footpath that the handlebars of his bike caught the shoulder strap of my bag. That caused him to fall, which dragged me down as well. The two of us and the bike were in a tangled heap on the footpath. And I suppose the thing then that happened after that was what surprised me most, was that he got up, checked the wheels of his bike and started to leave, and I said, what are you doing cycling on the footpath? He shrugged his shoulders and just said, sorry, and off he went, and that was it.
And so did he apologise for actually knocking you down?
Well, it was kind of a half-hearted shrug of the shoulders, you know, that said I'm sorry. He didn't attempt to help me up off the ground, you know, didn't ask me how I was. In fact, the bus driver actually got off of his bus and helped me off the ground.
And were you injured, Patricia? Were you hurt?
Not really. I got my arm was slightly hurt because, as I said, his handlebar caught the shoulder strap of my bag, so my arm was kind of yanked when I fell, and when he fell. But I'm not seriously injured. But it was very, very frightening because I actually thought I was being mugged. You know, that someone was trying to grab my bag. And so the shock of it was more than sort of the physical embarrassment of, you know, ending up on a heap on the footpath.
Yeah, a bit of a shock, all right. I want to bring in Malachy O'Doherty at this point. Malachy, a keen cyclist. I know you've got your Lycra possibly not on right now, but you have a set of those things that we see cyclists wearing. There is this
bum comfort.
I wasn't going to go there, but anyway.
Good morning, Patricia. Good morning, Vinny.
There is a bit of friction between, because when we cover the item of cyclists, we get kind of, not complaints, but people moaning from both sides that we're too easy on cyclists, we're too hard on cyclists. Why do you think that friction exists between people that love to get on their bike and people that don't?
It's a good question. I mean, sometimes you find yourself in a situation, for instance, where you're perfectly legitimate and you give somebody a wee tinkle of the bell to warn them that you're behind them, and they take it as intrusion, and other people then complain if you don't use the bell. I think one of the problems, I mean, there's no excuse for what happened to Patricia. There's no excuse for the behaviour of that cyclist. And I wouldn't even begin to attempt to excuse that. But I do think there's been a very radical change in our transport infrastructure, even, if you like, in that this huge encouragement of cyclists in recent years. There's been a development of an infrastructure for that with cycle lanes. And there's general promotion of cycling through things like the Cycle to Work scheme, whereby employers can help pay for the bike for you. So this is with tax relief. This is something that has been decided at a very high level in government that we should have this change, and yet there hasn't really been any kind of explanation to the public that things are changing, that we're going to see more people on bicycles, and we have to live with that.
Well,
nor has there been any kind of...
Go ahead, Patricia, go ahead.
Well, not only has there been no explanation to the public of a change in policy, and which I think is a very positive change in policy, by the way, in terms of promoting cycling, and that's for a whole load of reasons that I think is positive that we'll touch on later. But not only has that explanation to the public not been forthcoming, but I think fundamentally what hasn't been forthcoming is in all this encouragement of getting people to get on their bikes, to cycle to work, to be more active, to be more healthy, there has been no education of the individuals who are actually getting on their bikes.
Well, that takes me on to my next question, Malachy, in terms of why do cyclists sometimes use the footpath?
Well, in Belfast, it's quite strange because there are places in Belfast where they're required to use a footpath. If you see the footpath along the front of the Ormo Park and the Ormo Road, it's divided in two. Half of that footpath is now a cycle lane. And there's very little signage to tell you that that's the case. But a cyclist tootling down the Ormo Road on the footpath is following the course that's set out for the cyclist. You will see people meandering across the cycle lane there. You will see people pushing prams, whatever, cyclists coming in the other direction. And there's no order or shape to it. And there's no, and I'm sure if I hit a pedestrian, I won't, I promise. But I mean, if a cyclist was to bump into a pedestrian on that cycle lane, then the pedestrian would most likely think, well, I'm on the footpath. I have right of way here. Right. There should be proper education of cyclists. I remember when I was younger, we used to get these public information films on TV telling drivers how to negotiate a roundabout, how to use the hard shoulder on the motorway. There should be stuff like that for cyclists. If we're making a big radical change in how we run the city and move people through the city, then we should be having more public information guiding cyclists and guiding other road users and pedestrians on the new service.
Patricia McBride, we're checking this out, but I think it is illegal to ride on footpaths. So do you think, is it ever acceptable, putting aside if it is if the government have installed a footpath and a section of that looks like a cycle lane and they're meant to go on that, do you think is it ever acceptable for the hop on there and maybe get away from the busy traffic on the road?
No. The short answer to that is no. The only time you should ever see a cyclist on the footpath is if they're on a tricycle or they have training wheels on. If it's a child riding with their parents, that's the only time. I mean, when I was 10 or 11 years old, we had to undergo a cycling proficiency test in school, and it was probably the most exciting thing that happened in primary 7. You know, every Wednesday afternoon for about 6 weeks, you had to ride your bike to school, and then you had instruction on the playground and on how to behave on the road as a cyclist, and you got a certificate at the end of it. And it was a big deal. I don't see that happening now. If we're trying to encourage people to cycle to school or to cycle to work, then we should be doing that as part of their own, to ensure their own safety. So people understand that once you get onto that bike, you're a road user, and the rules of the road are what apply.
Okay.
And that you have to be the same way as if you're a pedestrian. The rules of the road apply to you when you're crossing the road. So, you don't cross between cars.
You're not meant to, but plenty of people do. Let's take some calls on this. George in Newton Abbey. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, well, I'm a cyclist and a pedestrian.
Right.
And when I was a cyclist, I had a great deal of affinity with people on bikes who have had trouble with on the road with cars. And now I find when I'm out for a walk on a shared path that I'm having trouble with cyclists when I'm just out for a walk on a shared path.
What do you mean trouble with cyclists? What do they do?
Well, they're coming from behind much too fast, and I don't want to sort of lump all cyclists together, because there are some people who there's a code of practice which is in the local park, which was agreed between the PNSI and the council. And people are meant to observe that, and they don't really. So you're meant to actually slow down when you're approaching somebody. And there's not a lot of emphasis on using of the bell, but not enough emphasis on people actually using their brakes and slowing down.
Some people don't like the bell. This was in England, to be fair, on a towpath along the river at the weekend, walking, and there were cyclists coming along, and some people didn't like the fact that they were ringing the bell, almost ordering them out of the way, where clearly the cyclist would say, well, what I was actually trying to do is warn you before I'm right at your heel so you can step aside. Having said that, George, some people might say that cyclists are always claiming to be the victim. Maybe they need to be a bit more considerate.
Yeah, well, I think what I'm saying is if they use their brakes and slow down so they can pass people with a reasonable speed and pass them on the side, but maybe give them about 2 or 3 feet, not passing them on their shoulder.
You need to have a big footpath to give them 2 or 3 feet. Well, I want to bring Adrian Houston at this point.
The cycle path, which is down here, at Newton Abbey at the Lockshore,
okay,
which is a shared path.
Adrian, what happened to you on the Comber Greenway?
Well, what happened to me was I was walking my dog Rhodes along there, and a cyclist came up behind us, didn't ring his bell, which is always very helpful if you want to be aware there's someone coming behind you. He didn't ring his bell. My dog ambled, it wasn't running, my dog ambled in his direction. He knocked it over, knocked it flat to the ground. At his speed, by the time he turned round, he was probably 10, 15 yards away. He looked round, he saw my dog on the ground, and he just cycled on.
And is that something that you experienced, not your dog getting knocked down, but maybe cyclists not taking enough care on the greenway quite often?
Yeah, yes, it is. I mean, it has actually put me off using that particular greenway.
It can't be that bad, is it?
It is quite bad, because I've also had I had two dogs out one time, and it was sort of dusk, I suppose, commuter time, and a cyclist came up behind me and said, "Put those effing dogs on a lead." Well, you know, there's no law that says the dogs have to be on a lead. My response to that was, "You're going too fast," because if he had come up at a sensible speed, he could have passed us perfectly safely. If there'd been a problem with the dog, I would have called them to me. They're under control because they'd have come to me, but I didn't know he was coming up behind me.
Patricia McBride, is this, aside from education, is this more about manners from both sides? So whether you're the cyclist or the pedestrian?
Exactly. Yeah, that is a huge, huge part of it, certainly. I mean, I live in a rural area, which is quite a common cycle route for cycling clubs. Saturdays and Sundays, the area that I live in would be very busy with people who are out training for races, or maybe they're on races in different events. And, you know, so you'll get groups of maybe 8, 10, 12 cyclists together. And I do notice a lot of road users being quite impatient, and also being dangerous in terms of how they manoeuvre past cyclists. I mean, personally, I will always leave as much room as I can to go around a cyclist if I'm driving. If I'm on a big enough road, I'll leave as much room as I would for a car. And I have a huge amount of sympathy for cyclists because, I mean, as somebody who rides a horse occasionally on the road, I know what it's like when drivers are very impatient behind you. It does really need an awful lot of courtesy on both sides. But fundamentally, everybody who's on the road is a road user. You share the road and you obey the rules.
Yeah, and of course we're talking about roads, footpaths, towpaths, everything this morning. Malachy, some people would say, and don't be offended, okay, that cyclists are a bit self-righteous. They have this, I'm healthy, I am the alternative, I am not the traffic, I'm doing something a bit different, therefore look at me, I'm great.
I think cyclists feel more like pedestrians on wheels than they feel like motorists, if you like. They are fairly casual in their approach to road using, and therefore, and I think perhaps that is why they need some more training. I mean, I find often on a cycle lane, cyclists don't even hold to the left the way you would on the road. You mean they can come at you and go to either side of you.
What are your manners like on the bike, Malachy? I could imagine you
manners?
With your sandals on and your socks up to your knees, wind in your hair, and I could imagine you just plough through whatever way you want to go.
Well, the important thing about cycling is that it's enjoyable, where, you know, it's very rarely you'd be going through the city in a car and you would feel this is a pleasure. You know, any time you have to get on a bike, you know, within a few moments of rolling out, you know, you start to cheer up. You start to feel that you're almost at play. It's the one thing in life, you know, as part of the working day, that feels more like play than labour. And maybe that breeds a casual approach to life. Maybe it breeds, a disregard for other people in some ways. I find, for instance, I've had near miss with another cyclist, and I'm thinking of a situation where it was clearly my fault because I was looking around me, and I nearly hit this.
He was probably singing along to himself, not paying attention.
Yeah, but we both braked just short of each other, and the first thing we did was laugh, you know. And I do think that cyclists are you know, they're call that irresponsible if you like, call me careless, but there is something in the whole thing that is just a wee bit more playful than driving a car, and maybe that does make us a wee bit more relaxed about the rules. And
yeah.
And that is why you see, for instance,
cyclists, you know, juking through the lights and things like that, or you know, going with the pedestrians when the pedestrians go.
Yeah, so Marcus tweeting and, here saying, could cyclists please stop using pedestrian crossings as an express lane? Is a crossing for pedestrians?
Yeah.
The other element, of course, we talk about the health. There are so many benefits of people cycling, so let's try and be fair to them to some extent. I'm reading in the Belfast Telegraph this morning, so these efforts... Well, this is a mixture of things in terms of an enterprise, but also trying to get people to be healthy and get around the city. Belfast bike scheme under threat as thieves and vandals put a third of them out of action. Now, and it's obviously the scheme's been very popular. 10 were found in the River Laggan at low tide last week after another was discovered sawn in half. Now, obviously, that's a totally different discussion about vandalism. But it just goes to show when the city tries to do something to encourage us to go onto bikes, there are a lot of people, you could assume from that, that think the complete opposite, Patricia McBride.
Yeah, and you know, it's very disappointing to hear that. I have a confession to make. I went out.
You saw that bike in half?
Yeah, me and my angle grinder, I went out to the first bike ride of my adult life last month, and I've been on about three since, because I wanted to see what it was all about. You know, a lot of people that I know are cycling to work or cycling for pleasure at the weekend, and I really, really enjoyed it. But I don't have anywhere near the courage to get on the road yet.
And that's a fair point, because...
You know, I'm the one that wants the tricycle and the training wheels.
Yeah.
I don't just want a helmet. I want full body.
Exactly.
Armor.
And we have to have a license we have to have a license to drive on the roads, but yet we don't to cycle. I'm not saying that you need it technically, but it's the knowledge because of the safety and the danger.
Patricia would like to come out for a ride with me some weekend. I mean, I'll take her for a wee jaunt.
Well, there's an offer, Patricia. What do you reckon? Out for a ride with Malachy,
I'm still in the training wheels.
Well, I'm going to squeeze a couple of more calls before the news. Nick in North Belfast, you are a cyclist yourself?
Yeah, I am, yeah. Yeah, I'm a keen cyclist.
Do you think they get a hard time?
You do. It's more or less continual. Sometimes it'll be a question of how far down the road you get before somebody decides to just ignore you, cut you up, or basically sort of like show their disdain for you.
And do you think then, Nick, on the other side of things, can you be a bit rude when it comes to your attitude towards motorists or pedestrians?
Well, certainly towards motorists. I'm not prepared to sort of like have somebody run a risk at me with an offensive weapon like a car without me telling them what I think of them. But in terms of pedestrians, I always try and give leeway to pedestrians, use shared use paths and stuff like that. I'm not an aggressive cyclist.
Of course, but Nick, some people would say that you, to a pedestrian, you are an offensive weapon. You could hurt them.
Yeah, but like, I'm not going to cycle down Royal Avenue, for example, on the pavement. You know, if it's an empty path or a short distance, I'll get off my bike and walk with it. But I should be sort of like caged in traffic, which
Well,
somebody else's
we'll
problem.
Have to leave it there, Nick.